Copy.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Live. We're already tapped in. Hey, what's going on, guys? Cheers. We got Coronas, right? Cheers.
Salud.
Thank you all for being here. Please remember to drink responsibly. If you're only 21, you can drink. If you're under, please don't drink. So with that being said, guys, you know, we just opened up the conversation. We got a Corona here. Here's the question of the hour. Corona or Modelo's?
Corona's all day.
Corona all day. Corona. I like that. I'm with that. Okay, here's another question. Lime or no lime?
Lime.
Lime.
It is a crime to show up with no lime. You hear that? It is a crime to show up with no lime. I am known for and notorious for going to parties and they'll have Coronas and I'll be like, yo, where's the lime?
Absolutely.
And I'll be like, I didn't bring it.
I think that's a Latino in us.
I tell them all the time. I say, yo, if you didn't bring the lime, just throw the case out.
That's right. You're not doing it right.
So just get that shit out of here, bro. I appreciate you bringing a beer, but with no lime, I don't want it on a for real. And that's Absolutely. Some real shit.
One of my boys, his name's Sandy. He's Dominican, but every time we have a Corona, he has the lime and salt. He doesn't drink it if you don't have the salt to put on top.
I'm not a big salt guy, but I can see that. Have you ever used, I've used lime juice in a pinch as a substitute.
Yeah, I didn't do that one.
It works.
A little different.
You guys ever do a Corona Sunrise? You guys know what that is?
That's with tequila in it, right?
Yeah.
With
the grenadine?
I did that one.
I haven't lived enough yet.
Dude, it'll send you. I've done like, you take down a neck right here, and then you just add a shot of tequila, a little bit of grenadine for the color, and oh man, bro, mm-hmm. Two of those. And
oh yeah.
Sounds like enough.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Are you a fan of the Modelo? The seltzer they have now? I mean, not the Modelo, the Corona seltzer?
I haven't tried the Corona seltzer. No, yeah. I haven't. Have you?
That's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. I like the Happy Dads. They're not bad.
I love Happy Dads.
They got Happy Dads out here in Pennsylvania.
I saw that.
Yeah, those are good.
I think, last month they started in PA? I used to drive to Jersey to go get it. Or New York.
And they got Happy Mom now, too.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Happy Mom.
That's
yep.
a thing?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Where's that at?
I seen them in Jersey. We did a wedding not so long ago, and I was hyped when we went to shooting with the bridesmaids.
Okay.
We saw a can of Happy Mom, and I was like the happiest guy in the world. Like, yo, Happy Mom.
I appreciate, they're trying to have it for everyone, for the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's genius marketing. Oh, yeah. You know, Happy Dad and Happy Mom. I wonder if there's even a difference in the flavor.
No, there definitely is. I think the Happy Mom, I want to say it's like a wine. I could be wrong, but they're definitely different flavors.
Good wine, fine and dine.
Yeah.
Hey, but with that being said, welcome to the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle. We are joined by my man Fabio and Rolly from I Love You Productions. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Can you do that unwell again, bro?
Brr.
I love it. I really appreciate you guys being here. You know, spiffy all the way around. You got a suit and tie. Not even a suit and tie, but you got the handkerchief.
The handkerchief.
That's gangster. My man Rolly over here just changed because he needed to look good for the show. And I respect that, bro. I respect that.
Listen, I texted this man.
I told him I had a turtleneck.
I texted this man. I said, bro, how should I dress? He said, I got a turtleneck. So I'm like, I got a turtleneck too, so I guess I'm fine. Then I pull up, man's just dressed up like GQ model over here. I'm like, nah, we're not doing this. Hold up, let me put on my button up. Got a little presentable.
I love it. You guys are in a field that requires you to look formal, professional. You guys do a fantastic job. I know a few people who you have worked with. A few shout outs here. We got Gina Marie, Picturesque Luxury Picnics.
Let's go. Shout out to her.
The luxury picnic lady, there she is. Mm-hmm. The ever so great DJ Q.
Yes.
Right? DJ yes. Q.
That's our guy.
Who else am I missing? Sydney.
Yes.
Sydney, you know, killing it. Mm-hmm. So you guys have been around and you guys are men of like creative work and do a fantastic job with your bringing people's vision to life. You know what I mean? And capturing moments for special occasions. Absolutely. Such as weddings. Right?
Such as weddings.
Yeah. A lot of weddings.
Yeah, we do everything under the sun. Weddings, maternities, bar mitzvahs, birthday parties, quinceañeras, OnlyFans.
What?
Yeah.
premium OnlyFans?
Yeah. We capture all moments.
Wow.
Absolutely. Wow. Anything that has love involved, we're there.
That's where the OnlyFans
Headshots,
comes through.
You name it.
I love it. So when did you two meet? Because, you know, you guys seem to have a very solid bond. I just want to get to know the backstory because, Fabio, I've known you for quite some time.
Yes.
But Rolly, the first time I'm meeting you. So how'd you two?
I'll let Rolly say that. So he'll tell you the story.
We have over a decade of knowing each other. We met through a mutual friend that brought me to his house because basically there was going to be a little situation at his house.
Lituation.
Yeah. You know.
Club Fabio's.
If you know, you know. Eldo. But anyways, so he took me to his house. He was there, you know, sitting at the table smoking hookah, regular Fabio things. And basically, I was having a good time. They started playing El General. Shout out to my boy Envy. And basically, I was so comfortable in his house that I went in the fridge. I remember this. And yeah. I started grabbing food. I was mad comfortable.
Put it through the microwave. Like, yo.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I felt at home, man. He's a great guy. He makes you feel at home as soon as you step into his house, you know. And then he was like, hey, bro, I'm going to the Colombian festival next weekend if you want to come with me. And I was like, well, I'm not Colombian. He's like, it doesn't matter. Just come. You're going to have a good time. So then I hit up my other Colombian friend and we went together and then we met him there and I had a blast. And I was like, oh man, I like this guy. He's really cool. He likes to do stuff and have fun. So that's where it all started.
So, you know, you guys have built a relationship quite big, quite quick. You know, you are a very hospitable guy. You know, you're very easy to get along with. Always high energy, high tempo. And I see that through your social media that you are the same energy, high tempo, you know, always having a good time. You guys do travel a lot.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
so yes. I think that that's also something in common that you two share.
Yes.
You know, you guys have traveled where? Where have we traveled?
Ooh, our big trip together, 2018, we went to the World Cup in Russia.
What?
And that led to a small European tour. We stopped in Milan, England, all over Russia, Hungary. Where else we went?
I know we're missing another country, but yeah.
Another one too. But we spent like a month in Europe just traveling. Yeah. And then once we got to Russia, we went to a bunch of World Cup soccer games.
Wow.
Which was amazing. Recommend everyone in your lifetime at least do one World Cup because wow. Yeah, it was mind blowing. It's beautiful. But we've been there. We've been to last month we were traveling to Dominican Republic and then we went to his homeland, Panama. And we've been all around the United States as well. That's our you know, our bond is traveling and having fun.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. You know, you guys have definitely built that bond. Shout out to the World Cup because it is coming to America.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And yes, it is. I'm starting to put money away. I've been putting money
away,
bro. Because
I always tell them you got to put $100 a week from now for those tickets. And I don't know if you know, from what I was told and what I read, MetLife Stadium in New Jersey has the final.
Confirmed that? Because I know that they were talking about MetLife and they were also talking about AT&T Center in Texas.
Nah, MetLife. From what I heard. It makes sense, in my opinion, at MetLife.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see.
I'm sure they would do it in a city of New York. That's a lovely city. So real quick, guys, let me ask. So like you've been doing photography for a very long time. And when did you start doing photography? Did you end up getting into this field after you met Fabio, or was it something that you were already doing individually and it just so happened that you two meshed really well and here we are today?
So my story of photography goes way back. Like, so when I was back at home in Panama, me and a good friend of mine, we bought a camera. It was a cheap camera. It wasn't nothing expensive. And we had like, you know, ideas of doing some type of photography or something. Because in my neighborhood, you know, back in the days, people used to have the CDs. Actually, these things right here. And I used to be the guy that used to burn the CDs for the people and put music on the MP3 players and stuff. So I was already like kind of like inclined into that line. But me and him, we didn't really like do nothing big like, you know, like me and him are doing at this point. But that was kind of like the little seed that was planted there for me. And then basically, he took the lead. And he bought a camera. He was going to France.
Yeah.
And he bought the camera. Okay. He was like, oh, you know, when I go out there, I want to take photos and stuff. And, you know, he started doing his thing. And basically I was like, I liked it. I liked the whole idea of it. So once I was able to, you know, I joined and we formed the company and here we are today.
Love that. You know, I really don't know how you started photography neither, bro. I feel like I know you, but I don't know you on a for real. I'm being so honest right now. Like I've known him I've known his face for a very long time, bro. And I just like, there's so many things that I don't know about you. So let me hear your story, bro, because I've never got it.
Okay. So I think it started about 8 years ago now. I was going to college at Northampton Community College. I was studying sports management. And then, you know, 18, 19-year-old going through the ropes of college, didn't really know what I was doing. So I was just really going to college to attempt to make the basketball team, and then that didn't happen. And so I was just like partying, you know, regular, you know, young child stuff. So kept going to school, flunking in and out of classes. And then I had a speech communication class with Mr. Sarah.
It's a good class.
Yeah, she changed my life. But I remember one day she offered me to go study abroad in Costa Rica. And I was like, I don't know if I'm really about it. She kept persuading me. She told me that she could possibly give me a scholarship. I'm like, man, if we could do this with a scholarship, I'm like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, I didn't make it to Costa Rica that go around because it was something going on with the paperwork. But the following semester, they had a winter trip to Paris, and I was on board and I went. So once I went to Paris, I remember I was always Team Android at that point. I was like,
are you not anymore?
Nah.
Yeah, he really was.
Yeah.
Are you Team Android?
Nah.
Yeah, I was very Team Android.
You were disgusted by me asking that question. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah.
Hard die.
So, nah.
Yeah. So then went to Paris. Had to shout out to all my people in Paris. Bonjour. Had a great time in Paris. But I remember, you know, back in the day when social media started getting popping, Snapchat, like if you had an Android, your videos was so laggy, bro. And I'm not going to lie, I went to some of the most beautiful places in Paris and my content was trash. And I'm like, bro, I can't, like, this is crazy. And then, you know, me being in Paris, I'm like, wow, this is what. And before that, I never left the country ever in my life. So, you know, just got a passport, went across, to Europe and got college credits for it too. I'm like, damn, I should possibly keep seeing what's out there. So long story short, ended up studying abroad in four different countries in college. But shout out to my boy Noel. He was a photographer on my college campus. And he told me one day, like, bro, what you're taking off your phone is dope, but you should possibly get a camera. And I was like, I don't know. I entertained it, you know, broke college kid. He had a Nikon D5500. And it was like $500. And I was broke. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do it. But I kept hanging around him and I would see the images he would take and he was big into storytelling. And he started to catch me. I started falling in love with it. And then I remember I would talk to Rolly. I'd talk to my parents, all my friends. And I remember I got my financial aid and I was like, bro, I think this is it. I remember I had no Wi-Fi in my house. So I went to the McDonald's in Pleasant Valley, got on the Wi-Fi, was literally there for like 5 hours. Just kept reviewing the camera. Should I do this? Should I not? Should I do it? Bought the camera. And I was like, hey, I'm a photographer. So, you know, got a cool little camera strap around college, walking around my camera and, you know, started hanging out with Noel more. He would teach me his ways and, you know, started, you know, at the beginning was like, you know, just got a camera, you know, it attracted the girls. I was like, all right, I'm going to shoot girls. I'm going to shoot cars. I was getting to all that stuff. But then that phase went by quick. So then I got into abandoned buildings and bandos. So I used to go to like all abandoned spots and take photos, and yeah, man, little by little, kept loving the game. And then graduated Northampton, went to ESU. Shout out to my boy David from Better Tax and my boy Lance. I was in the car with David, and he was like, you should really be my boy Lance. He's a wedding photographer. Mm. I'm like, okay. But at that point, like I told you, I was into like shooting cars and girls and abandoned things. So I'm like, weddings, I don't know, bro.
What a different.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, I don't know, bro. So I remember we met at the newspaper club, me and Lance, and David made the connection. And he was like, yeah, bro, I'll take you under my wing and come shoot a wedding with me this weekend. I'm like, all right, bro, let's do it. So shot the wedding. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. I was scared. I'm like, bro, what is this? You know, posing, capturing the ring. People, like, it was just a lot for me. I was never exposed to that. So kept doing it little by little. I think your phone went off.
It just said our session started.
little by little, kept doing weddings and started catching my style. And to be honest, bro, I kept hanging around like wedding people now. And, you know, as coming up in the game, I was just working like, you know, for free, you know, trying to see what's out there. Mm-hmm. And then I got to see what top wedding photographers were making. I'm not gonna lie, that hit the switch.
Well, you know what? Here, let me interrupt you real quick. You know, I want to ask you this because I've spoken to many photographers, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like one of the most challenging part is receiving revenue and creating a name for yourself. Mm-hmm. So for someone that's starting out, you know, what is some of the advice that you two would give individually, or maybe something that you wish you knew when you first started this journey that can maybe benefit you down the road now to where you're at now?
I'll say like a word of advice is shoot everything and anything.
Okay.
See what you like. Because I went on the side, I shot dogs, I shot instruments, you name it, food. See what you like, and once you find out what exactly that you do like to shoot, go all in.
Gotcha.
Try it all. Because a lot of people like to say, like, oh, just stick to your niche and only do that. But if you look at my Instagram, it's all over. Like, I don't even promote that. Only if you follow my stories, but on my physical grid is drone content, cars, events, a little bit of everything. So I'll say try it all, you know, because like I said, everyone says stick to one niche and just do that. But I feel like if you just stick to doing one thing only, like a niche, you get bored of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Is there anything that you would share to a photographer, someone up and coming, you know, trying to figure their way into the game?
Okay. I would say, because I know your question was like revenue based.
Yeah, definitely more so like, of course, the revenue base. You know, how could someone present themselves as a professional, you know, and, you know, I would say portfolio has to do a big part with that. You know what I mean? Creating definitely. A portfolio, you know, shooting what you want to shoot, presenting it to your client, you know. So what would you suggest to someone?
Definitely have a good portfolio to start off with, because if you're going to present yourself to other people, then they need to see your work for sure. Also, I would say from the jump, take things very professional as how you approach your clients. Like, make sure you invoicing them, sending contracts, all of that, because once you treat things in a professional way, then the world reacts to it the same way. Is what okay. I would say.
Yeah, so there's a difference between that guy who, you know, got a camera and was in college and had that strap and said, I'm a photographer, as compared to where you guys are now.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That has to do with a lot of the professionalism and growth within the field. And as I mentioned, the vast portfolio, you know, you said, shoot anything and everything, because you never know who you're going to speak to. You can speak to someone who's into cars. Perfect. I got the car photos. You can speak to someone who's into making OnlyFans. Congratulations. Correct. You guys have the content for the OnlyFans. Yeah, for you know sure. what I mean? But no, that's something serious that I think is important. And you know, what is it about photography? Like what essence, photography, videography, the content you guys shoot exclusively, what brings the most joy to you guys? And let's just say, I'm going to use a wedding as an example because I feel like that's a majority of what you guys do. Okay. But when it comes to like a wedding, you know, what is something that you guys really embody and try to capture, you know, as in a niche for that type of event?
For me, it's the emotion that comes with a wedding day. Arguably, it's probably that couple's best day of their life, you know, and to get that many people in one room, you know, grandmas, cousins, brothers they haven't seen in years, to get them all in one room and to capture that to the fullest, to me is like the wow factor. And that, you know, our photos are timeless. You know, you look back 10 years ago, you remember how you felt that day. And that's what I fell in love with, you know, just and capturing the story as well too.
There's emotion and story within every photo. I like that. We'll get back to that. What do you love so much about capturing weddings and moments?
Definitely when you're there and you see all the emotions and everything that's going, asking them about their story, how did you guys meet and stuff like that. You know, I love being there in the moment and knowing that the work that I'm doing is timeless. And this is the one thing that after everything is done, they're going to have as memories. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in that. I would say so.
I like the timeless factor you guys keep bringing up, you know, and it's honestly, it's eye-opening, you know, as someone who's not within the field. When I look back at photos, you know, okay, I got my mom's birthday coming up. Shout out, mom. Love you. Your birthday's coming up. But the other day I was going through my social media and I'm looking. I'm like, yo, there's like no photos of me and my mom and I, you know, there's only one. And
we gotta set that up.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
We got to set that up.
I got to fix that.
Yeah, like, yeah, mom, yeah,
we
got to
take these photos. And she's like, oh, bebe, yo soy fea. And I'm like, ma, I'm like, you're 46. Like, you look great. Like, come on, we got to take these photos. But I look at these photos, and the one photo that I see, I know where I was. I was on a porch. I know what house we were at. I know we were outside in a barbecue, and it was a nice night because, holy shit, that photo just brought me back to that memory, brought me back to what was going on in that moment.
Yeah.
And although I don't look like that anymore, I could still feel like I'm there. You know, I could still feel like that's the emotion that was captured and embodied by just a simple selfie. Simple selfie. So with that being said, with you guys, you know, no one wants to take a selfie. Everyone wants a photo to be captured for them, you know? So you guys really provide a great service and, you know, bring special moments to people's lives, especially on their wedding day. I was watching a few of you guys' videos before you got on the show here. And there was one video that I watched. It was a full wedding video. And it was the Santiago wedding. Are you aware of which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Santiago wedding. That was a great wedding.
That one, listen, I don't even know the people. I don't know the people at all. Never seen him a day in my life. Probably will never see him a day in my life. But I could feel the emotion, guys. I could feel what was going on. And I was able to tell what their story was. And it's saddening. It's sad. It's heartbreaking. If I'm correct as to what was going on. And, you know, they renewed their vows after 25 years. Would you guys care to explain that experience? Because it seemed as if it was a very emotional one.
Yeah, it was very emotional. Basically, without going into a whole lot of details about them, but, you know, they had to renew. You know, they were in a moment in their life when they knew that one of their significant others may not be there soon enough. So they wanted to renew their vows, and they wanted everybody to see the love that they always had for each other. So, yeah, that was very special. You have a good eye. That was a very, very special wedding for us, or vow renewal, better said. But yeah, I mean, see, again, moments like that is special because you know that you're being a part of something that to them, this is timeless. This is something that is like, wow, remember we did this? Or later on, when that one significant other is not there, their family is going to remember that, you know, now the kids are older. So they got to see their parents renewing their vows and the love that they have for each other. So that's a very special moment.
Would you care expand on your experience on that wedding?
He hit it right on the head with it. But it was an incredible party. And you got to see the photos as well. You only saw the video, but the photos were awesome. Awesome. Like when we had them to do like, I like to call it a newlywed session. Like after, obviously, but they're not newlyweds, but we took them out to like on their property to do like their pictures. And you could just feel it in the air, the love that they had, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just awesome. Awesome.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And I loved how you guys at the end of that wedding, I don't know if you guys do it for every single one. I didn't watch all of your wedding videos, but at the end of it, you guys propose a question to the significant other saying like, hey, is there anything that you want to say? You know, if this is the last gem, the other significant other is not even aware of what you got to say. And man, they had tears, man. And it was heartfelt. So I don't know if you guys do that for every single one or if that was a game time decision to do that for that particular wedding.
Yeah, we try to, you know, spice up every, none of our films are the same. You know, we try to make everyone different and unique. So I always like to throw like, you know, a special question in there when they least expect it. I don't even let them know this is happening. Just throw it in there and bro, 9 times out of 10, I'll get them crying. You know, and get that raw emotion that's gonna make the film.
That's
and,
love, man.
Yeah. And I'll be with Rolly like, all right, this is the question I'm gonna ask. And I'll tell them, all right, be ready. And just put the camera in their face and, hey. And they're like, they just let it out. And it's just like, wow. Yeah. When I get that, I'm like, the job is done.
those are the best moments, you know, especially, honestly, in this podcast, you know, I've been trying to get someone to cry. I've been trying to get someone to come over and cry because it's like, it's a real thing, bro. I'm like, yo, go ahead.
Yeah, man.
And we were close. Shout out Methodonics. Kelly, he spoke about something really close and dear to his heart. Mm-hmm. And he, after the video, man, you know, I was in there in a moment. He's like, I think I might cry. You can hear it in his voice. And I said, it's okay. I want you to cry, you know? Mm-hmm. And it kind of enlightened him and it kind of, you know, stopped that. But I did see him grab himself in the video. I saw visibly. I saw him grab himself and just, and then he got right back into it. And I was like, damn, I'm like, I missed that. Mm-hmm. You know, I missed that, but I saw it post-production because of this camera right here.
For sure.
This camera right here. So for all you guys watching and listening, thank you for watching and listening to the Middleman Podcast.
Yeah.
Make sure you like, follow, comment, subscribe. I Love You Productions. We got Rolly over here. We got my boy Fabio. Okay. You know, new episodes every Friday. It's what we do.
Friday.
Let's go. Let's go.
On the road to episode 100, by the way. So stay tuned. We are getting there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, gentlemen, you know, going into this conversation, I thought about weddings. You know, I've only been to one. Okay. Okay. A little bit of a sidetrack conversation, but you guys want to hear how my first wedding went?
Yeah. Talk to me. Talk to me. Were you a groomsman?
Oh, it was a mess.
Were you groomsman?
No. Okay. Ready? So here we go. I got invited to this wedding that morning.
Plus one.
That morning as a plus one, exactly.
Okay.
And
is this your girlfriend? Shorty you was talking to?
No, my homie's girl caught food poisoning.
Okay.
Okay, no. They were going through a rough patch.
For sure.
So,
yeah, for sure.
I knew the guy getting wed, and you know, he was like, yo, do you mind if Kev comes? I don't want you to waste a spot. I know you already paid for it. And yeah, so I was the girl who had food poisoning that night.
Okay.
And holy shit, it was right in downtown, right? So I only had to walk over there.
Oh, that's even better. Okay?
And, my attire was all borrowed. Like, I think everything was borrowed. Cause I'm like, yo, I don't have anything for this. I didn't know I was going to a wedding this morning, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Open bar.
Yeah, open bar, man. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they were all talking. I was making jokes, meeting people like, you know, don't get too fucked up, guys. You know, we got a long night here. Well, guess who got fucked up?
You.
Yo, I got destroyed. Like, I was so fucked up, and I didn't know that I was so fucked up until the following morning. Okay, ready? This is where it gets weird. The following morning, I wake up to, like, just bang, bang, bang on my door, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? I'm a little hungover. I'm like, I don't even know. So I'm like, I ignore it because I'm like, did I do something last night and someone's at my door trying to confront me about it?
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I can't do this right now. Like, I'm hungover, right? A few minutes go by and then I go to open up the door and I open up the door and there's a note on my door. Hey, Kev, I have your shirt and your wallet.
Hey.
You dropped it. I was like,
your shirt?
I'm like, hold up. I had my undershirt on. Uh-huh. I had the undershirt on, but I didn't have the button up that I was wearing. I'm like, oh, shit. And then they have my wallet too. So I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I'm pretty sure I blacked out on the way up the stairs. And on my way up the stairs, I got hot. I must have got hot. Yeah. So fuck this.
Getting hot in here.
I'm done. You know, I threw my wallet on the floor. The night's over. I'm home, you know?
Oh, man. Wait, so you came here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I came here.
A lot of steps too.
Yeah, I came here, man. Like, I remember saying goodbye to my friends at the corner.
Yeah.
And then. Next thing you know, I got bang, bang, bang.
Good times.
You know, so that was my first wedding as an adult. And I loved it, man.
Yeah, they're fun. The weddings are a lot of fun.
Definitely.
How was the food?
The food was phenomenal. If you remember. The food was phenomenal. I know the bartender and I were having a great time. You know, she just kept pulling up, you know?
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things, like, you know, going to a wedding is the food. It's like 9 times out of 10, really good.
Fabio Eats.
Oh, yeah.
DJQ, rate the plate.
You feel me? That's what we, rate the plate. Rate
Shout
the
out
plate.
That. No, I love that. What
we'll
are
see
you guys,
with Q.
What are you guys' favorite things to find at a wedding, food wise?
Ooh, That's a good steak.
A good steak.
Yeah.
The cake.
Okay. I like that. He is a sweet guy.
may
I ask you guys, have you ever experienced, you know, you guys gone to so many events, you know, bar mitzvahs, weddings. Could you care to expand maybe like a crazy weird tradition that, you know, is a part of a family that you were like, oh, that's a little odd, but you know, it's what they do in their family and in the wedding. Come on, there's gotta be one. Like someone takes off a flip flop and like throws it in the air type shit.
Last week.
What happened last week?
Come on. I mean, I don't want to. Yeah, nah.
Cut.
Nah.
Too aggressive. We can't do that one. We can't do that one. It's on another OnlyFans, is it?
Nah, but you know what I'm talking about.
I really.
Lopier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that was different. This last wedding, while they were, you know, up there doing the ceremony and everything, they stopped and they washed each other's feet, you know, while they were up there and stuff. That was different for sure.
Yeah, no, I've never heard that one before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
You know how they do it like back in the days in the Bible, you know, that Jesus Christ used to wash people's feet and stuff like that, like the disciples and stuff.
That I didn't know.
Yeah.
That I did not know. I'm not I am, you know, I do believe in a higher power. I just don't follow the Bible as much as I should. But hey, guys, I want to check out your website here. You know, I Love You Productions. You guys created that yourselves? Who did all that for you guys? It's a wonderful website.
Yeah, we co-collaborate on it.
Wonderful. You guys are, you guys wear many caps. You know, you do a lot of traveling. I saw your account, bro. You run an eBay. You got eBay stuff going on. You rent cars.
It's a serial entrepreneur right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
A serial entrepreneur.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll get into that later, okay? But I definitely want to, because I love your guys' website, and I love the verbiage you guys use here for each packages that you guys have. So I'm just going to read it verbatim here. Okay, we got wedding videography. We're a team of passionate filmmakers dedicated to capturing the beauty and emotions of your wedding day. Okay. We believe that a wedding video is more than just a recording of an event. It's work of art that tells a unique love story. Our style is cinematic, right? And documentary. And we use a combination of high quality equipment and creating editing techniques to create a final product that's both stunning and authentic. We've worked hard for over the years to build a reputation for excellence in this industry. And one of those things that I kept seeing, one of those words that kept coming up was reputation. Reputation.
Yeah, we're big on that.
What is the reputation that you guys have built for yourself? What should people know? What is your representation?
I would say we come, we deliver a high-end job, we're very, you know, respectable people. We love, basically, when we there, we like to basically be family with the family that's correct. There already, mm-hmm. you know. And we become one of them.
Exactly. So,
and we definitely take our job very serious mm-hmm. and make sure that we deliver the best that we can while we're there. And especially in the back end when we edit it and everything, you know, we try to make sure that we give them the best.
Absolutely. I'll piggyback on that. Like, our reputation, I would say, we're like part of the family, like he said, but just like almost like your best friend. Like, you know, majority of my grooms and brides, I meet them or in communication with them like maybe a year and a half to 9 months prior.
Wow.
You know, so that whole planning process, you know, we're like holding your hand. I like to joke around sometimes. We're like your psychiatrist too, you know, like we, cause this is a, you know, it's a big day.
Yes.
It is. A big day. A lot of vendors together, a lot of communication. So for us as the photographer or the videographer, whichever hat we're wearing that day or both, we have to know everything that's going on. So to be smooth as possible, because wedding day, it's like pure chaos, you know? But so we really try our best to be like your best friend, you know? So I know grandma's coming from where? Okay, she likes to dance salsa. I might tell Rolly when the salsa come on, mm-hmm. I'm going to go dance with grandma, you know? And to bring that out, you know, the merengue come on, he'll be over there dancing, you know, with an aunt or something, you know? But just to be very personable with the client and with the family, you know? We're all about, like, you know, building those relationships and being with the family. Because we just don't, at A Love You Production, we just don't want you as just the wedding day and that's it. You never hear from us again.
Right.
We want to be with you for, you know, years to come when they have kids. Mm-hmm. The kids' first pictures, Abuela's 90th birthday, you know, their cousin graduated from college. We want to be that team, that production company that comes through and always take care of you guys.
Love that. And how do you guys go about finding your clientele? Is it usually word of mouth?
Honestly, 90% is word of mouth and social media. Mm. And to be exact, really Instagram. Correct. Mm-hmm. We just got a website, what, maybe last year?
Yeah.
We're starting to build, you know, people reaching out through the website, but majority of our stuff is word of mouth.
Yeah. So that's where the reputation comes into place, because if we don't do a good job, that next gig is not coming.
Exactly. Correct. And, you know, hearing it from someone who, you know, like, hey, I used I Love You Productions for my wedding and they did a fantastic job. I'm going to bet, you know, if my brother told me that, I'm going to be like, bet. You know, my brother told me that. He trusts him, I trust him, you know. So
exactly.
Word of mouth is the way to go. You know, you guys deliver high quality, efficient work, extremely professional, whether it be weddings, you know, parties, you know, baby showers. And, you know, you talked about being a therapist, you know, for these people.
Yeah, I think
that's really, really cool.
You know, and even like sometimes for the grooms, you know, whoever's with them, because, you know, if we're both there, I either take on the bride, he'll take on the groom, and vice versa. And it's like, for the grooms, you know, you got to pep talk them.
Right.
You got this, bro.
Right.
You got
yeah,
this,
no.
You know?
Yes.
You got this. You got this.
Cold feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen it? You've seen it?
Absolutely.
Dealt with it?
Look at the reel we just put up
okay.
earlier today. That like you'll see like the emotion that comes out. Like we have to talk him into like, bro, you got this.
Was it the gentleman who was crying as his wife was walking?
Yeah. Even like before the first look, man, he was just like, he couldn't wait to see it,
oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a I'm going to have to use this reel so people can see what's going on. But you can just see the emotion in his face.
Yeah.
That cold feet certainly is a thing in a wedding game, guys.
Absolutely.
100%.
And I think as you know, just being personable with them, I think that's such a key aspect. And I think that's why people love you guys. You know?
For sure. Absolutely.
And we definitely, because me and him, we always talk about this particular part where it's like, okay, on a wedding day, you know, people spend their money on a lot of things. You know, the makeup artist, the wedding planner, the venue, the food, the DJ. But at the end of the day, the only thing that you're going to take home is these photos and these videos. So our job is timeless. So we take that very serious because we know this is the only thing you're taking out of this day. Literally, that's it.
Be able to rewatch it time and time again. Who was there? Who was at the wedding?
Exactly.
You know, how much fun was it? What song were we playing at our, you know, all of that, mm-hmm. the whole nine. Mm-hmm. So as well as weddings, you know, you guys, who's over here with the drone? Who's the drone? Is that the both of you guys?
It's both of us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys do drone work. I love that.
Correct. Everything around content. We do photo, video, drone work.
Photo booth.
At events, you know, anything with content. We like to stay up to date on what's going on.
Here with the studio photography, you know, once again, with the verbiage you guys use, very professional. You know, we believe that photo, and I love this. I love this so much. I'm going to tell you why. We believe that photography is a powerful tool that can freeze time and preserve moments for generations to come.
Yes.
That's it right there.
Bam.
That's it right mm-hmm. there.
You Drop know? The mic. That's it.
Thank you all for watching. That's it. And you know, as I referred to earlier, for example, with the photo of my mom, you know, like mm-hmm. when I read that, I was like, shit, that is right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that is right on the money. So, exactly. You know, our studio specializes in insert photography services such as weddings, portraits, corporate headshots, commercial photography, and more, you know. Correct. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, you guys really are elevated and know what you're doing here. You mind me asking what cameras you guys use, what tidbits you use? Because stabilization, in my opinion, is one of the hardest things mm-hmm. to do in videography and photography. So how do you guys, you know, battle that? You know, what is the main focus when you guys are shooting? Is it the subject? Is it the area? Is it the what, you know?
First of all, we're Team Sony.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Team all Sony. Day. We rock the we have A7IV and A7III. We have three cameras. We have a drone, DJI drone. As far as stabilization, it'll be our tripods and our gimbals that we have. And also, you know, with the cameras we have now, you could do a lot of handheld movements, but with post production now, you could do warp stabilization and post production, you'll be totally fine. So you gotta know how to do what you're doing in post production.
It's a lot of pressure to learn what you're doing, man. How have you been adjusting in the game since you started a little bit later? You know, what are some of the things that, you know, you just had to learn on the fly and you're like, damn, this is like, I can't believe this is like, I figured it out. You know what I mean?
I mean, he will tell you, I mean, I like to call myself a hybrid because I have to learn both things at the same time, photo and video and drone too, like everything, you know. But to me, it was very natural because I was always on Instagram, you know, making stories and stuff like that. So, like, I already had an eye for it, you know. So once I, like, finally grabbed the camera and just started going out there, you know, it was pretty natural. And I feel like the fact that I do other things also had taught me in life that anything that you do, go in with confidence, period. Mm. You know, and understanding that, you know, you start here, but it's a process and you can end up, you know, at the top. So that will be my formula on how, you know, little by little, I kept, you know, getting my skills better and better is what I would say.
Love that. So, you know, you just, you mentioned that you did stories, you know, we mentioned that earlier. You know, there's a lot that I want to know about you, Rolly. You know, we talk about keeping up with Rolly. What's that about, my friend? Because those are entertaining. They're hilarious. I've seen one, but I could have swore I've seen a lot more. Or am I just thinking I saw a lot more? Am I
wilding? No, you're not wilding.
No, you're not at all.
Okay.
Well, keeping up with Rolly, honestly, that started years ago. Probably 8-9 years ago. It's just that I didn't keep up with it at the time. You know, a lot of things happened in life that made me have to stop. But then not too long ago, we went to the BH Photo stuff in New York City. And Man, listen, while I was there, it's like, boom, everything just hit. Because a couple of the influencers that were on stage, they kept saying, you know, you're trying to sell something to people, but the main thing that you need to sell is yourself. People need to know who you are, what you do, what you be up to, stuff like that. And then once they fall in love with you, then they're going to want to fall in love with what you do. And also, Fabio over here, you know, he won't stop putting the pressure on me as well to make sure that I'm doing that. You know, he's a great friend. I must say that. And so that's where all of that pretty much came from. And it's just a form of me telling my own story, you know, of who I am to the world so they can know who I am.
Being very natural.
Rolly from the 507.
From the 507, baby.
Panama.
La casa.
Que sopa.
Salsa no salsa. Cuero no cuero. Atio.
I love it. This shit is, all right, that's perfect, man. No, I enjoy that. I do think that Anuel is hilarious. You know, the brrr. Why'd you start doing that? It's just, are you a fan of?
I would say, I love Anuel, for sure. That's my guy. But it was also, I wanted something cashy. Something that people will remember.
Yeah. No, it's a great. There it is. That's it, man. Brilliant. It's a really good opening, and there it's one of those things. Shout out, Baby the Poet. I talked to Baby the Poet. One of her things was, "How you doing, guys? It's Baby the Poet interrupting your scrolling, like always, like that. That's her thing when she starts. I'm like, nah, exactly. That's brilliant. It's catchy. You know, the Anuel doing that is amazing. You know, so we got a little bit about you. Let's talk about you, my man, Fabio. You know. Where's Fabio? That's been your Instagram handle for so
long, time,
bro.
Yeah, long time.
When did that start, bro? And I think it's really cool. You know, it says made in China.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. So talk with your...
So the Where's Fabio brand, I guess you could say, started well in college. When I was telling you, I studied abroad in four countries, Paris, China, Jordan, and Egypt. And I did that like all in like 2 years. Like, was going everywhere, and I was like, wow. And then in college on the campus, be like, where's Fabio? And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to change my Instagram name. So I changed it to that. And, you know, once you start following me, you can see I'm really everywhere. I'm always at an event or working, doing photography, but I'm literally, like, I just came from Times Square for the pod today. You know, the day before I was in Jersey at Manasquan, New Jersey. But I'm always on the move. That's, like, my thing. I love to travel. Like, you know, I'm never home. That's like, I'm like never home.
It's probably a good thing, right?
Yeah. I'm always on the road and, you know, traveling is like one of my passions. So I'm everywhere. So, it's like, you know, I live up to the name. Where's Fabio? The made in China. I lived in China. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. For how long? I went there two times. So altogether about a year.
Do you know the language at all?
I studied intensive Mandarin. Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
So I did that. And then when I was at ESU, I was still doing photography, but my degree was in international business and I minored in Mandarin. And the plan was to move to China. And I was thinking when I was out there in Shanghai, I seen like, wow, like it's another world out there. And I saw how I was going to change the game. I was going to start like an import and export company. And yeah, I graduated 2018. I was going to go for my master's full ride. Everything, and then, you know, little by little, Corona happened. So, yeah.
Little by little.
Yeah. And at that point, I was like lost. I got a degree. Don't know what to do. Needed to make money, so hopped into construction. You know, started working construction for about a year. It wasn't for me, you know, but my good friend Rolly over there, you know, he saw me come home one day super late from work and he was like, yo, bro, this is not you. Like, this is not you, bro. And I'm like, I know it's not. And, you know, he gave me a pep talk. And he was like, yo, bro, I believe in you. Let's go all in on this photography company. Because he's been with me since the beginning. When I had no car, he'll drive me to jobs. You know, we had to go in together to rent a camera. We went in on my first camera. I mean, not the first one, the second one to upgrade. He's been with me from the beginning. So he was like, yo, bro, forget what you're doing with construction. Whatever you got, I'll double it. And let's buy a new new equipment. Like, let's go all in. I'm all like, in.
Yeah.
Damn, no one has ever told me like that, that they really believed in me. So I'm like, if he's going to tell me that, I'm like, fuck it. Vamos.
That's a brother for life right there, man.
Yes, sir.
On a frio, that's yes, a brother sir. For life.
Yes, sir.
I've had yes, moments.
Yes, sir.
I've had moments myself with friends of mine where, you know, we'll be doing podcast stuff and I'll just be like very bitter, like extremely bitter. Mm-hmm. And he'll be like, yo, you good? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you're not seeming like yourself. I'm like, in my head, I think I'm all right.
Right.
I think I'm cool. I think I'm chilling.
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, nah, bro. These last 2 weeks, you've been very on edge and just not yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he basically grounded me. It was like, dude, like, you know, when you were working out, when you were in the gym constantly, you were at a peak, at a high. You know, it was you all the way through and through. And I was like, yeah, you're right, man. You're right. And I'm happy you told me that because I was feeling like shit, man. I was, you know, because, you know, as a creator, guys, mm-hmm. as a creator, we all get mentally exhausted.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I fell ill about a week and a half ago. And I had a conversation with Emmy. You know, it was Emmy Summer Night Fame. Thank you mm-hmm. all for coming
out.
Shout out to them.
Great people.
And Emmy was like, Kev, do you ever like take time for yourself? And I was like, not really. Like, I'm always doing podcasts like 7 days a week. I mean, last weekend, I didn't have a podcast, which was good. I was able to recoup, reset. And because I was still battling the back end of the sickness that I had. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you forget about yourself.
You do.
When you're becoming a creator. You forget
Absolutely.
About, you know, keeping yourself intact because you're so focused on the goal.
Right.
You know, correct. And the grind. And producing a product for a client, you know, you guys producing a product for a client. For me, it's just keeping my consistency afloat.
Correct.
You know, it's every Friday, every Wednesday, every Monday, every Tuesday. We're posting.
Absolutely. I agree.
You know, so you have to keep yourself in check. And if you can't keep yourself in check, you have a brother who can keep you in check.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's right. That's
what we're here for each other.
Yeah.
I love that. That's what we're here for, guys. Okay, so Rolly, I was talking to you about you know, an eBay page that I clicked upon. You're a surreal entrepreneur, huh?
Yeah. I would say you know, out of necessity, you got to do a lot of things, you know, and you grind it out until you get some results.
So what's that other side of you? That's the entrepreneur side of you. What is that? Is it your do you have an online store?
Yeah, I have an online store. I basically resell shoes and clothing. I also do car rentals on Turo as well.
Ask him what his other company's called.
The other company is called Rolly Got It. That's the name of it.
The plug.
Nice, plug, nice. Yeah. Anything you need, Asuka, he got yeah, it, bro. You know?
We got it. We definitely do.
So that's you. That's the other side of you. You know, you got Fabio Eats.
Correct. Yeah.
Big food guy too.
Not so heavy on the Fabio Eats these days. I've partnered up with DJ Q. That's like my brother for life as well, and really pushing his brand right now with the whole food and
shout
stuff
out
like
Q,
that.
E&T.
Shout out to
yeah, Q.
Yeah,
Q. Kalokai. Okay.
Great guy.
Go on you.
Absolutely.
So brother.
Yeah.
So ready. All right. Little side topic. Q wrote that, guys. Do you see that? It says, say I spell M-A-P and then say-ness.
I can't see from this.
Okay. Can you see that?
Yep.
You fucked me up. You know what that says?
Say I spell map, say-ness.
You want to act it out?
Nah. I can't. He's unique.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I was like, I am a... okay. You got me, Q. You got me. Shout out DJ Q. Shout out you guys, man. I'm really happy you guys are here.
Q-E-N-T.
Q Entertainment, baby. That's how we doing it.
So the drone shots, you know, we got weddings and everything like that, guys. You know, how do people get in contact with you? Social media, we talked about that. We're just trying to think, is there anything that we missed before we head into tea time here in a little bit? Because... believe it or not, we killed it. We're already at that hour.
I love it.
Yeah, we're already at that hour. So we do still have a decent amount of time, like about 10 more minutes. Is there anything we missed before we transition into tea time that you would love to care to share for the people? Maybe some questions you want to ask me. You know, this is the time to do it.
Mm.
So I know you say you're Salvadorian.
Yes, sir.
When last time you've been out there?
I've never been.
What?
I've never been.
Come on.
I don't know if I intend on going either. I don't know.
I hear Bukele cleaned up the streets.
I hear it's not a nice area to be in. That's all I know. My grandmother, okay. My grandmother has a house out there, okay? She's building a house, and, you know, she insisted on me visiting. And I was like, I don't know, Grandma. I'm sorry, I just don't know. Like, my cousins have been, and they've told me that it isn't the nicest place you can go to. It's beautiful. Sure. Yeah. It's beautiful. But the community, the nonsense that's going on in the streets is dangerous. So I brought that to my grandma's attention, and she goes, Bebe, yo tengo un fence. I'm like, what? She said, I got a fence. And I'm like, Grandma, how tall is this fence? What's it made out of? You know, like the three pigs and shit, man. Yeah. Holy fuck. But no, I've never been, man. I've never been. My mother is from there. My first language was Spanish, you know, so I do still speak Spanish. It's real choppy. You know, yo entiende,
Latino gang. Latino gang.
So I can do all that. I don't know how to make pupusas. If you don't know what a pupusa is,
you're missing out.
You gotta check it out. You know, what I think is real ignorant is whenever I say pupusa to like someone who doesn't know the term, they'd be like, papu? And I'm like,
Right.
I'm like, you don't even know. Yeah, I'm like, don't disrespect my country's food like that.
Yeah.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Gotta put the red sauce in it.
You know,
bro. Vuelta.
Uh-huh.
Grandma and mom know how to make it. And I've tried making one, right? I made one while grandma made five. She was crazy. I was
grandma
like,
knows.
She knows. She got it down to a T.
Superior. I even told my mom that grandmas are better than her. And my mom got mad. But what do you want me to do? You know, you want me to lie? Come on now. I'm not a liar, mom. Come on. I've never been to El Salvador. Don't know if I've ever been. Okay. I haven't even been out the country, gentlemen.
You have a passport?
No.
Bro,
no.
Come on.
I know.
Come on.
I'm a rookie, right?
I get on all my boys. Bro, you don't got a passport? And if you don't got it, I will bug you every day. And make jokes about it until you get it, bro. Because, bro, you got to get out there. Especially young man, bro. You gotta get out there.
I was going to go to France.
Okay.
And then we were going to go to Spain.
Okay.
And then little by little, COVID happened.
Okay. Cool.
So no, seriously, that was a plan, and I intended on getting my passport and everything. And then we had a friend who was stationed out there in Europe, and he was like, "Don't do it, guys. It's not getting good over here. Don't do it." And so we never did. We never did. And I've only traveled Florida, Texas, you know, up and down the East Coast. That's pretty much it, man.
Okay, your time is coming.
Yeah, get that passport.
Well, we're over here. We're hustling and bustling is my thing.
I feel that.
You know, I'm always working. Everyone's like, I would love to take the podcast on the road.
Yeah.
You have to.
Do a show in Panama.
Do a vlog. Ooh.
You got to come. You love it.
Yo, with a native? I'm out, bro.
You'll love it out there.
I'll love it out there, man. With a native? No, I want to do that. Who was it? J.O., my good friend, he's from Puerto Rico. And he was like, dude, you got to come with me and my family, because he's like, dude, my family and I, we just sit in a circle, we play music, and we have a great time.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, that sounds like an experience that I would love to be a part of.
Yeah. Get that passport. Yeah. Get tomorrow. That passport. just fill it out. You can throw it on your computer.
Right now?
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to cut the recording.
Yeah, get that passport, man, because your life will change, bro, once you see what's out there, how the world is so big and different everywhere. You got to do it.
I believe it. Culture shock. I'm ecstatic for it, but I'm also nervous to do it. You know, talking about how I want to take the podcast on the road. Have you guys ever thought about doing a vlog together? Do you guys vlog together? Is that something?
We have so much content throughout the years we always say we are going to start up. We have content on content of just, we have a lot of stuff we just got to put out there.
We do.
You know, we just started, obviously, baby steps. We got the I Love You Productions going. We're posting on that daily, but I've been telling him as well.
I know.
We need to do more videos.
I know.
I always want more. And once you become like in my big friend group, like I'm going to be like that big brother that pushes you every day.
I like that.
What are we doing today? I'll be texting at 5 a.m. Yo, bro, you got to do this. You got to do that. My boy David, this is, you know, I'm always on you. You know, always.
People you need, man.
Exactly.
We got to push each other so we can become better.
Absolutely. But yeah, to the point, the vlogs, we want to get more into more stuff behind the scenes at our wedding days. Prior, before, testimonials. Eventually, too, we want to get into like teaching photography, wedding photography at that, like a small course we want to get into. So there's a lot to come. We will be more in front of the camera. I guarantee that.
Yes.
I guarantee we'll be in front of it because, you know, somebody to record with, you know? So I'm waiting for this guy.
Is being in front of the camera something that you guys are not too comfortable with doing?
No, I love it. Okay. I love it.
Do you like being in front of the camera?
I'm loving it more these days.
Good, good. Because I know a majority of photographers, videographers like to be behind it.
Right.
They don't like so I'm much all to
for
be
it.
In.
I'm all for it.
A man of the people.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, so we're going to sign off the podcast here. But before we get off of the podcast, you know, I like to give the floor to my guests. So, you know, if there's any messages that you want to leave for the people, you know, any inspirational messages, follow you, check you out, just anything at all, you know, please feel free. This is the time. Fabio, we'll start with you and then we'll go over to Rolly.
Ooh. Okay, to all my fellow creatives out there. Wait, hold on right here. To all my fellow creatives out there, keep going. You know, don't stop. It might not work the first year, second year, third year, but keep going. This is probably, I'm going into year 8 of photography, and this is the year that it's finally working out for me. Like, it's really working. So keep going. Build your brand. Keep smiling. Keep shooting.
For sure. I would say to everybody out there, life ain't always easy, but you got to keep pushing. No matter the circumstances, know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You got this. Don't you ever doubt yourself. And keep grinding. Keep grinding.
Let's go.
Stay on the grind. Fabio, Rolly, thank you for coming out to the Middleman Podcast. Check him out for all your photography, videography needs at I Love You Productions. These two are... they're personable. That's all you need to know is they're personable. They do a fantastic job. And, you know, they're going to make that special moment for you timeless.
Mucho amor.
Amor, amor.
Shout out
amor.
To a general in Panama. Mucho amor.
So with that being said, thank you all for watching the Middleman Podcast. I am the man in the middle, Kevin Martinez. We're going to transition into tea time, not brought to you by, but inspired by Arizona Iced Tea. I am the man in the middle, signing out. Peace.